I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cambodia's recent history of the killing fields has left severe mistrust, even within the church. Meng An Ur says when Asian Access brought together pastors from around the nation, the leadership gained a brand new vision of unity.
By spending time together like that, learning together, Asian Access helped us to break the barrier of untrust. So we come trusting one another, get to know each other better, working together in harmony and unity. That I see with my eye, even we come from different denominations, different churches. Now we start trusting one another and working with each other for the kingdom.
And while the gospel has brought healing, there are challenges that remain. You can learn more at missionnews.org. And on another note, it's fair to say that professionals are expected to follow a set of standards or best practices. So why should Bible translators be any different? Rob Myers of Door International says the Forum of Bible Agencies International, or FOBI, just approved standards for sign language Bible translation in its annual meeting.
Hearing organizations have been doing Bible translation for hundreds of years, but it's only been within the past 20 or 30 years that sign language Bible translation has even been considered or even begun to take place. It's probably going to be one of the biggest needs in fulfilling the Great Commission.
Meyer says we can be praying for the translation work that is ongoing. Only a few of 400 languages have any scripture at all. Details can be found at our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.